Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Hillary Clinton testifies in Congress about Benghazi terrorist attack. The former U.S. Secretary of State testified for 11 hours before a congressional committee Thursday investigating the 2012 attack. Mrs. Clinton spoke about the deaths of Ambassador Christopher Stevens and three other Americans at the consulate.
I took responsibility. And as part of that, before I left office, I launched reforms to better protect our people in the field and help reduce the chance of another tragedy happening in the future.
Mrs. Clinton said for the U.S. to lead in a dangerous world, it must continue to accept risks as it pursues diplomatic efforts. Republicans allege there are many inconsistencies in Mrs. Clinton's account on what happened and what could have been done to prevent it. A joint rescue mission by U.S. and Iraqi Kurdish fighters freed about 70 hostages facing execution by Islamic State militants in northern Iraq. One American serviceman was killed, becoming the first member of the U.S. military killed in action in the year-long campaign against IS extremists. Military officials at the Pentagon say the hostages have been held in an Islamic State prison. The U.S. says Iraqi units captured five Islamic State fighters and a number of other IS activists were killed. At least 2,000 South African university students and supporters crowded into the Johannesburg city block Thursday to demand the ruling ANC party deliver on its promise of free higher education. The demonstration comes more than a week after students at Johannesburg's University of the Witwatersrand launched protests over a proposed 10% tuition and fee hike. This is VOA News.